Hey everyone, welcome to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies, a podcast that will delve into what it's like to not only immigrate to one of our prairie provinces, but we will also explore what it means to work, live, and study in Western Canada. We will profile various communities, discover post-secondary education options, report on jobs that are high in demand, and of course, chat about what you need to know for living life on the prairies. If this sounds like something that sparks your interest, then stick around. I am your host, Lindsay Rubinek, and you are listening to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. Hey everyone, well, hello and welcome back to Immigration on the Canadian Prairies podcast. I know it has been a long while since we've last talked, but I have been helping out with the Ukraine crisis in terms of working with the city of Dauphin and getting people from Ukraine adjusted into our communities, finding them employment, and just ensuring that they are being able to live a great life in spite of everything that's happened over in Ukraine. I've also been enjoying our prairie summer, and as well as I've been dealing with some health issues. And with that, it has propelled me to start a series of why. Why is immigration critical to your Canadian community, and why should you care? Well, for me, I am an economic developer by professional background, so I've always been interested in creating a better life for people who live and work in rural communities. It is my job as an economic developer to create awareness of why people should reside in our prairie towns. And that is my why. And my how I continue to do this is by practicing as a regulated Canadian immigration consultant. So I just mentioned I had some serious health issues this summer. And being in a rural town, this was not the best time to have a health scare. If anyone knows anything about our rural Canadian communities, we are in desperate need of healthcare workers. And since there is such a shortage of healthcare workers all throughout Canada, from custodians to aides to nurses, paramedics, and doctors, we really need to resolve this issue. As a result, during my several health scares, I had nowhere to go during the nights because our emergency room was closed. Yes, that's right. Because the lack of skilled workers, specifically doctors, we had to close our emergency services from 8 p.m. till 8 a.m. I am not sure if the Premier or Prime Minister of Canada understands that a person's health crisis just doesn't happen in only major centers or 9 to 5 in smaller communities. It can happen anywhere at any time. So at 3:30 a.m., when I was lying there in unbelievable pain, I thought of all the skilled healthcare workers throughout the world that have reached out to me to see how they can come to Canada and work in their profession, such as in my home province of Manitoba. On the other end, I thought of how many times I've seen employment advertisements consistently looking for health workers. Can you imagine how upset I was in that moment? And let's admit it, I knew this problem prior, and that's why I became an immigration consultant. However, I really never have been put in the position personally to appreciate how desperately we need to connect foreign skilled workers with our enormous amount of jobs that are open. If you're a listener living and working in Canada, especially rural Canada, then I am pretty sure you can understand why our communities in Canada should be concerned about the closure of healthcare facilities because the lack of workers. If you nodded your head to that or said yes, then my friend, you just gave yourself the answer of why you and everyone you know should have a vested interest in implementing a healthcare immigration strategy. So let's put this into perspective. According to 2016 census, immigrants account for 1 out of every 4 healthcare sector workers. Isn't that unbelievable? So thank goodness we have immigrants interested in living and working in Canada in the healthcare sector. So let's break this down a bit for you. In Canada, immigrants make up 23% of registered nurses, 35% of nurses' aides and related occupations, 37% for pharmacists, 36% for physicians, 39% for dentists. And there are over 54% of immigrants that make up the dental technologists and related occupations in that field. Like, that blows my mind right there. And we are still making it really difficult for people in other countries to come to Canada to live and work as a healthcare aide or a nurse or a doctor or whatever it may be. So let's sum it up that more than 40% of newcomers to Canada between 2011 and 2016 were working in the healthcare sector. So based on this, I can pretty much say without immigrants, your community's healthcare center would not be open. It's like me asking a community or business to run effectively with 35% less of their workforce. Now, to solidify this, the next time you walk through a healthcare facility, I want you to take note of all the newcomers who are working there. All right, so I've stated the problem and it's pretty clear. Without immigrants, newcomers, our local infrastructure, specifically healthcare, would not be open and we would be struggling even more than we already are. Just this past week, Immigration Canada finally started to realize that there is a way for us to solve a bit of this problem for doctors. As you know, and I mentioned, all healthcare providers, such as doctors from all over the world, do choose to come to Canada and work in our communities. And they really help us keep our communities healthy and they ensure local access to family physicians at the time when we need it because we have such an aging population. As our rural communities, we seek to attract and retain more foreign trained doctors to help us address these shortages. So Immigration, Refugees, and Citizenship Canada just announced last week that they are making changes to make it easier for foreign-born physicians to remain in Canada so they can continue to practice in Canada and bolster our healthcare system. I will actually have a link to this new program in my show notes, so nobody worry. You don't have to get out a pen or paper. Just scroll down in my show notes and hit on the link and you'll have all the information you need. So just a little bit more information from what I've been able to get is that so there have been physicians, most of our physicians, let's just say that, that have faced barriers in accessing permanent residencies through Canada's skilled worker program known as Express Entry System. And it's because they had a fee-for-service model that they used in Canada for healthcare professionals. And it's outside the traditional employer-employee relationship, right? So they couldn't use the Canadian Experience class to immigrate to Canada because they were not employed. They're basically doing the fee-for-service, so that's out of scope for them. And as a result, they're considered self-employed, leaving them unable to meet the eligibility criteria, as I just said, for the economic pathways of Canadian Experience class to Canada. So to address this challenge, Minister Fraser announced that IRCC is exempting physicians who work in a fee-for-service model with public health authorities from current requirements. This change recognizes the unique employment model used in Canada's healthcare system, and it's actually going to provide our physicians with access to Canada's economic permanent residency programs. So this means that a greater number of those physicians already here filling crucial vacancies in our healthcare sector can remain here permanently. All right. So going back to my healthcare scare in the summer, I actually did not meet one Canadian-born physician during my time. They all came from overseas. And without them, I would still be not in good health. So having immigrant doctors come and live and work in our rural areas is so important for the health of all of us. And this is something that we as communities really need to advocate for more of and to find special programs for our doctors, nurses, and other important healthcare occupations to come through to Canada and make sure they can become permanent residencies and quit building up these barriers and making it difficult for them. So I really hope that this new pathway or this kind of initiative that's allowing physicians to get around the roadblocks will really help us in rural communities. Another pathway and one that is open to those who work or volunteer in taking care of vulnerable people may be a more possible option, right? So if you aren't a doctor living and working already in Canada, the above program I just mentioned is not going to be applicable to you. So here's another one that I've actually talked about before in my previous podcast, and I think it was October 19th of last year, just about 1 year ago today. As a home support worker or the home child care provider is what it's called. And a brief summary of this program is that you need to complete a post-secondary program and have it assessed. So it must be assessed as a 1-year completed program to Canadian educational standards. You also need an accredited language test with a CLB, a Canadian Language Benchmark of 5, and of course, a genuine job offer from a home-based employer to look after an elderly individual or vulnerable people or children. And again, I will put a link to the program in my show notes so you can log on to that and see the requirements and possibilities for that. And of course, there are other ways to immigrate to Canada. I just kind of want to highlight those two programs because those are the most effective ones that I know so far. But I do know that people come to Canada through study programs and they get work permits that allow them to work in the healthcare field, so on and so forth. So finally, as a community, you should already have a strategy in place as to how you will attract and retain healthcare workers to ensure your citizens are kept healthy. Further, enough workers means that your town will be able to have a healthcare facility that's needed to be a vibrant community. Remember, healthcare is at the top of the list when anyone looks to relocate to a community. So it doesn't matter if someone's coming in from overseas that will immigrate. It doesn't matter if somebody's coming up from up north to relocate to your community or somebody relocating from urban to rural. It doesn't matter. One of the main things they will look at to see if you have a hospital, a care home, so on and so forth. So if you don't have that, you need to either try to get that, or if you already have it, you need to make sure that you have enough workers to sustain it. So you will have that infrastructure to attract people in the future. Immigration is key to helping employers fill hundreds of thousands of vacant positions across Canada. So this is my why. When our immigration system works well, our economy benefits, your town rises. 100th Meridian is always here to assist your community with navigating your way through immigration and to assist you to solve key labor shortages, such as the healthcare sector. Well, that is a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet as always, I hope you remember that it is extremely important to look at immigration as a way to develop your community. It shouldn't be a complementary strategy. It should be a main goal of yours. So to everyone in rural Canada and abroad, till next time, live rural, live well. Well, that's a wrap, my friends. Short and sweet as always. I appreciate you taking the time to learn more about the Canadian Prairies and information that could be important to you on your immigration journey. I will leave some links in the show notes for you that relate to this podcast. Also, do not forget to download your Canadian Immigration Goal Worksheet at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca/goal. Or if you're an international student, we got a do-it-yourself guide also available on our website at 100thMeridianImmigration.ca. Both are great resources to help you work towards your dream of immigrating to Canada. If you are interested in learning more about this topic in this episode, would like to receive more information about life on the prairies or further immigration career tips, then connect with this Canadian Prairie Girl, immigration at 100meridian.ca. Until next time, my friends, live rural, live well.
And the road still winds through this prairie sunrise. Got mountains to my left, wheat fields to my right. Country roads, I've been searching all this time, and I think I'm almost home. And all the time, time it takes to pass my past, and just live and be glad.